This is Issues and Ideas here on KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Randall White. Transportation funding is a real issue in California and here on the Central Coast, where major projects can no longer move forward because, well, there's just not enough money. The state raises funds for road repairs and transportation projects with a per-gallon tax for both gasoline and diesel. In recent years, that's been drying up, the result of moving forward with sustainable forms of transit, fully electric and hybrid vehicles, as well as just increased fuel economy across the board, means fewer gallons of gas are purchased. But road wear and tear remains the same or is growing. So how are our local counties dealing with the funding crisis? To help answer that question, we're joined in studio by San Luis Obispo Council of Governments, or SLOCOG, Executive Director Ron DeCarli, and SLOCOG's Senior Planner James Worthley. Welcome both of you to Issues and Ideas.
Thank you very much.
So, Ron, I'm going to start with you. Let's explain a bit about how the funding actually works on a local level, because I know it differs somewhat from region to region.
And it also varies pretty dramatically for the kinds of projects. For instance, public transit, some street and road maintenance comes off 0.25% sales tax. We get that direct. And that's a small growing pot of funds. But the vast majority of transportation money comes from the gallon, per gallon sales tax, per gallon tax on fuel. And that per gallon tax on fuel has been modified in a number of years, and with more fuel efficient cars and with electric cars that don't pay anything, what we're finding is the total amount of transportation revenue is continuing to decline. And worse than that, in the past, when roads were relatively new in the 50s and in the 60s, almost all that money was going for expansions and betterments. What's happening right now with roads being 40, 50 years old, bridges are being 50 years old, they're in need of rehabilitation and refurbishment or reconstruction. So right now what's happening in California with the state highway system and a lot of the local systems, more and more percentage of the funding that's available is going to maintain the systems that we have. We in our agency puts a major challenge because we're looking at betterments to the system. How can we make a better transportation system to address the future needs and to address congestion and to provide for the wide variety of different modes of transportation or wide choices that people have? That's the funding that's being constrained.
And how does that differ from the Santa Barbara region? I know that they're under a slightly different system there.
Well, what's different in Santa Barbara is almost probably 15 years ago, they were in the same position as we have been. They were facing some major congestion on Highway 101, and they went forward under a new law that allowed the region to pursue a local option sales tax, of which they identified what are the different projects that could be funded out of that plan. They went to each of the cities and the counties to approve that expenditure plan and then went to the ballot, and the voters then approved the ballot. So they bring in an extra 0.5% sales tax going to transportation. I'm going to assume that's probably in the order of about $35 million, give or take. So with that money, they're able to continue the work on Highway 101, the expansions. They've done 6 lanes down in Santa Maria. They fund various interchanges and passing lanes on Highway 156. And a certain percentage of that money just goes straight to all the cities and the counties to pay for street and road maintenance. And so they have a much – so they're able to keep track and keep moving forward in terms of their maintaining their system – as well as expanding your system to meet future needs.
And even with that, they're still seeing a drop. This fiscal year alone, $3 million. They're estimating $3.2 million next year. How do those numbers compare to what we're dealing with in the San Luis Obispo region, James?
Well, it's very similar. We're seeing that same drop because it's all population-based and formula-based coming to the regions. As a council of governments, we will receive the state gas tax based on the percent split that's under the state guidelines.
So that's how the state does it. They look at the population of a county, how much they've pulled in total throughout the state, and then they send it back out.
And then it's distributed. Now, you mentioned earlier about the decline in consumption. And over the past 10 years, we've seen 10% drop in gallons consumed statewide. So that's a hit right off the bat because less is consumed. It's great to have all the additional fuel-efficient vehicles, but when you want to fund transportation projects, you got to find money. The other part of the equation is the gas tax over the past 2 years went down from that pulls into the money that SLOCOG receives and SBCAG receives has gone down from 21 cents per gallon 2.5 years ago to now 12.5 cents per gallon. That's a big hit. Then there's a third part. So the tax went down. The consumption went down. There's still some money that should be split out to these regional agencies for funding highway projects. That money's being rediverted by the state to higher priority programs.
When you listen to candidates running for office, they keep talking about infrastructure. We need to, pay more attention to that. So in the eyes of the state, what is considered a higher priority project than either rebuilding or expanding our current infrastructure?
Well, the redirection currently about $1 billion that they do collect that is going to pay off the transportation bond debt that was approved by voters in 2006.
I see. And
that bond debt is $19 billion. What we thought was going to come to the region now is paying off that bond debt. And because the consumption went down, the cents per gallon went down, there's nothing left to come back to the regions.
Now, there are some very real examples of how this shortage in money is affecting the area. Can we go down a list of just a few of the projects that are on hold right now because there's just not money to fund them?
Well, we've just adopted a long-range transportation plan looking at improvements over the next 20 years, for instance. And it looks at all modes of transportation. And that plan is to be fiscally constrained, which we've been able to do, and that was adopted last year. With the most recent cut in gas tax of 5.5 cents in July 2nd, we've been gearing up every 2 years to programming new highway projects. We've identified a need of about $220 million in the next 10 years of highway-related projects. So some of those are land use necessitated type projects. For instance, there's been discussions about a new interchange at Prado Road that would serve the new growth that's occurring in the south side of the city.
And this is San Luis Obispo.
That's in San Luis Obispo. There's been discussions up in the city of Atascadero at Del Rio Interchange to improve an interchange there. City of Arroyo Grande is right now struggling with providing the total amount of funding necessary at the Briscoe Road interchange. Meanwhile, our agency, working with Caltrans, did a study of Highway 101 throughout the entire corridor. We came up with a whole series of needs, found out generally you need to widen it to 6 lanes at the cost of $750 million, of which no one has. So the series of recommended actions was to put in frontage roads, to put in auxiliary lanes, short little on and off ramps, to how do you make it better? One of the first priority projects that came out was Highway 101, Pismo Beach, Shell Beach area. It's starting to jam up every day. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at that project, and we're now coming up, working with Caltrans, coming up with estimates. And the estimates are averaging, I'd say, $25 to $35 million for construction cost. We're expecting to receive about $3 million a year in the next 2 years, starting in the next 2 years. We have absolutely zero money that came this year in terms of highway programming. So what that forces us to do is the funding that we normally receive, about $6 million a year from the federal government.
I was going to ask if the federal government plays a role at all.
Yes, they do, because they get gas tax money also. We get about $6 million a year from the federal government. And of that funding, a lot of that's money has been going to bike and pedestrian-type projects, street and downtown enhancement projects like the Bob Jones, like the Morro Bay Harbor Walk, like Los Osos Valley Road. So a lot of the downtown enhancements in Arroyo Grande Village are the kinds of things that we've been funding. We're now being faced with the highway improvement money dropping to zero because of the cutback of funding. We're now being zero. So we've got zero money coming in that the current five-year capital improvement program is over-programmed, so there's a shortfall. So we have no additional money coming in for these highway congestion-related projects. And we're expecting in the next 2 years that may the overbalance will be funded, the deficit will be funded, and we'll get back down to about $3 million a year. But just this first series of projects in Pismo Beach is $25 to $30 million. Mm-hmm. So, and every jurisdiction has interchanges, and every interchange is $15 to $30 million. So that's kind of the focus of some of our problems that we're seeing now. Is you had mentioned the state legislatures, and a lot of people running for office is talking about a variety of legislative fixes. Let's fix the infrastructure. And the governor has taken a very strong position of let's fix the infrastructure. And he has set aside a special session of the legislature to develop a series of recommended actions to fix transportation infrastructure. The real key to that is fix. And as being defined, fixing is maintenance and rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. And there's proposals now in the Republican side, in the Democratic side, and by the governor itself to work out something through some kind of means. And they're struggling with, do you raise the gas tax? Do you raise vehicle fees? Do you put in a fee for electric cars? Do you shift money around? Do you pay for it out of the general fund? And so far, they have not been able to come up with any firm agreement yet. But from our standpoint, as we've analyzed that, none of that money would be going towards congestion relief. Mm. None of the money would be going towards planning for the future. It's all maintaining what we have today, which are all important needs. But we have congestion that's starting to happen on 227 every single day. We have congestion now on Highway 101 every single day in South County. We have congestion that's starting to grow up on Highway 101, Cuesta Grade, going southbound every morning, and going northbound now, north of Atascadero, kind of the same issue. So we have spot problems starting to grow everywhere. And the funding, all the funding is even being proposed. Nothing is being talked about to help address this at the state or federal level. They're addressing the maintenance side.
Right.
They're addressing transit side. They're addressing high-speed rail. But when it comes down to fixing interchanges, improving interchanges, congestion relief, that's the big void that we're beginning to see now.
And earlier this fall, SB 1077 was signed into law requiring the state to design and implement a pilot program to study the road charge model and have that study done by 2017. But that's even then, that's not going to address your immediate needs, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
You know, and that issue is basic. What that does, it's basically looking at what's being done in the state of Oregon for a vehicle miles traveled charge. So instead of paying a gas tax, what they're looking at in Oregon is to replace the gas tax with a vehicle miles traveled. The more you drive, the more you pay. It's a penny a gallon or 2 cents a gallon or something per mile.
And that's what the gas tax used to roughly estimate, because the more gas you use, clearly the
correct
the more miles you've traveled. But with the hybrids and electrics, that is all out the window.
That's why they're looking at this vehicle miles traveled. So the state of California is now studying this. They're due to come out with a report in 2017. Actions to the legislature, I think, in 2018. But frankly, that requires fee changes. That requires a legislative approval of a two-thirds vote of the legislature and the governor. This governor has also indicated any fee increases goes to a vote of the people. It's really unclear how or if a VMT tax would move forward. That leaves our agency working with the various cities and the counties in a real dilemma. How do we address our transportation future in this region. And what has happened is what you brought up in the city, in the county of Santa Barbara, where they
sales
have
tax.
Gone with a sales tax on transportation and have that issue go before the voters now. 20 counties in California has done so. Those 20 counties raise $3.5 billion a year for highway-related projects. Frankly, from our standpoint, is that reason why the state legislature isn't necessarily pounding on the door trying to solve this issue. They're trying to solve the maintenance issue. But beyond that, various legislators have told us, you need to first pursue the options that we've given you, which is a local option sales tax, if indeed you've got a problem in your region and the voters feel it's important. That's what we are now starting to investigate and starting to reach out to various groups to clarify with them, here's the funding dilemma that we're in. And here's the prognosis of the future. And the prognosis of the future, without raising and taking care of our things ourselves, is a lot of additional congestion, a shifting of funding from bikes and pedestrians and street enhancements to highway-related projects, and for only a couple of spot projects, and not sufficient money to really start addressing the key problems that are starting to happen in every community that we have.
James, as a planner, what are some of the current critical needs that you feel we're facing that may not get funded?
Well, the projects that we're facing right now that have problems that everybody knows are 101 South County in Shell Beach, 227 south of San Luis Obispo, and Briscoe Road in Arroyo Grande. These are some key projects that are right here, right now in our face. Ron mentioned there's other projects that are popping up with we're seeing the congestion and the problems emerging, and in 4, 5, 6 years, we're going to have perhaps a better economy, more tourism, more people, and more jobs. It's only going to be exacerbated in the future. Now, the LOVR project, Los Sauces Valley Road Interchange, is underway right now. That project began 15 years ago. It was originally estimated at $10 million. Now, 15 years later, we're finally here with enough state funding to get this project underway, and now it's under construction. 15 years, it went up in cost from $10 million to $23 million. We can't wait 15 years to do one or two improvements, even if it's 227 and Highway 101 in Shell Beach. 15 years from now, we're going to have so many more hot spots and problem areas emerge in the next 5 or 10 years, and with no funding to address them, and the amount of time it takes to do it through the state dollars, we're going to be not a happy area with transportation in mind.
It's too bad that bicycle and pedestrian projects have to compete with road projects. I hate to see that, because I think one of the things that makes the Central Coast so great is the amount of effort or the amount of focus that we do put on these infrastructure for cyclists and pedestrians, and to see that have to go up against these auto projects is just too bad.
And you're right. It is unfortunate. It's an unfortunate reality to some degree that's what's starting to happen. And I had mentioned this long-range transportation plan, and it's been working with all the 7 cities, the county, transit operators to come up with a balanced plan, Caltrans. And I think our plan was a very balanced plan. It was maximizing mobility options for everyone. I mean, that included expansions of the bus system during peak hours. It included park and ride lots to get people off the highway. It included local roads. It included downtown enhancements like in Arroyo Grande Village and Cambria Village and on Monterey Street. So we were doing a pretty balanced project addressing all the different modes of transportation. The bike and pedestrian aids streets as well as providing wider shoulders for the full traveling public, as well as safety for cyclists in really high corridors, having separated bike paths like the Bob Jones to get those people off the roads entirely. So those were the kind of the balanced program that we've been working with. And now as funding continues to get constrained, it puts more of a burden on the cities and counties to fund these projects out of their own funding. Where in the past, it's been our agency that's funded, if not most of the money, a vast majority of the money on these kind of projects. But when we start looking at major, major congestion problems, that's the trade-off our board's going to start raising. And I think that's contrary to where the plan has been. That's contrary to where the input that we've seen come before, which has been, let's create a balanced system. Let's maximize the quality of life in this region. And that includes creating more walkable communities, providing maximum choices for people. We did a study, for instance, on Cuesta Grade 101, that if everybody that's now riding in van pools, buses, or carpooling drove separately, we'd have 20% more traffic on Cuesta Grade, which means stop-go, absolute stop-go traffic.
And more wear and tear.
And more wear and tear. So what we've been able to find through ride sharing, through van pools, through buses, through working with employers to be have more flexible hours instead of 8 to 5, to shift that, we've reduced those peaks. We've added 20% efficiency on the system. Nobody knows that. We technical people are looking at that. But that's what we've been able to accomplish. And that's what's potentially at risk at a time we need it more than anything.
To add on to that, we used to receive transportation enhancement funds directly from the state and federal governments, and we could fund those bike and pedestrian improvements as our elected officials decided. Now it's a competitive pot. We are competing with Los Angeles. We are competing with San Francisco for a smaller pot of money, and frankly, we're being outcompeted. We don't have matching funds to leverage those dollars. So in the past 2 years, our region has submitted 25 applications for these transportation enhancements projects on a competitive basis. We received two. San Luis Obispo City was very fortunate to receive another phase of the railroad safety trail, $3 million?
$3.2 million. That's a total $4 million project. And access then, going towards Cal Poly, a very needed
corridor. Along California.
Along California.
Right. And that just came in.
That was just approved. That'll go to construction this next year.
I think some people might be surprised that there is a funding shortage. I mean, certainly when you hear that it's all tied to the gas tax, it makes sense. But not long ago, and it seems like on a pretty regular basis, I am sharing news with our listeners out of Sacramento saying that income tax is way exceeding what the state has budgeted in like the billion-dollar range, and that seems to have continued for some time now. Why is that money off limits when it comes to transportation needs?
Well, that's a governor and our legislators' position on what do they do with those funds. This past year was a $10 billion surplus, and frankly, some legislators have tried to get that allocated for transportation, and frankly, that hasn't occurred. So that's kind of the dilemma. There's other needs and other purposes. But you've also mentioned that seems like there's a lot of activity out there. And there is. There's a lot of activity. Los Osos Valley Road's under construction. Caltrans has got a number of repaving projects on the grade and various areas on 101.
46.
46 is under construction. All cities have some repavement going on. Well, the big projects that are capacity that are addressing the congestion are all those approved 5-10 years ago that are coming up now. And there's nothing to replace that fund source. The other one being the local street and road maintenance is one that's being paid by the cities and or Caltrans as a priority. Cities have passed a half-cent sales tax for street and road maintenance repairs. That's why you're starting to see a lot of this activity. So when you look out there, there's a lot of activity that's going on right now. But the door is closing on addressing the traffic congestion-related projects.
KCBX will continue to follow this, and we'll have you back in when maybe some answers start to appear. I really appreciate you coming in to get everyone up to speed on the situation of our transportation infrastructure funding. San Luis Obispo Council of Governments Executive Director Ron DeCarli and Senior Planner James Worthley. Thank you so much both for being here.
Thank you. It's been our pleasure.
And this is Issues and Ideas here on KCBX, Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Randall White.